Mojo in the Morning. Phone number 844 Mojo Live, 844-665-6548. Text is 95500. So, Kev, who's our new guy here on the show?
That's me.
Don't ever do that again. I gave you one day of that.
That's the only thing I can think of.
That's it. No, you just go, hey, what's up? You know, how's it going? What's going on? Sometimes you actually do scare me when you go, yeah. Like, I go, oh my God, it's gonna, like, you don't understand. I have a heart issue. So Kev was telling us a story off the air this morning that he said that he is willing to lose a friend over by telling it on the air.
Yeah.
About a buddy of his that is doing something that is becoming more and more popular for men to do.
Yeah. It's crazy how these off-air conversations seem to make it on the air, Mojo.
You have to learn something.
Megan, you heard Megan this morning. She said something specifically to me that I will not talk about because she told me not to bring up.
But if you say it in the studio and you don't say, this is not for the air.
And you have to say it. Game. It's like a disclaimer where you have to say standard text and data rates do apply.
To be fair, it only works about 50% of the time. So it's still risky.
That's truth.
Right? Once my new guy title drops off, if that ever happens, then I'll earn, you know, the right to actually have things off air. But anyway, plastic surgery is a real thing. And it's always been, right? It's not new. And I'm all for it. You know, if you want to get a lift here, you want to get a tug there, you want to get a boost there, I'm all for you doing you. But I feel as though the rest of the world isn't ready for it yet. And I don't want to say which one of my other jobs this happens at.
But you're not talking about women.
I'm not talking about men. I'm not. And that's why I don't want to say this other place that I work at, because I feel like people are going to know, obviously, who I'm talking about. And the plastic surgery, to Mojo's point, we always know it for women. But men now are getting in, I guess you could say, on the fun. And I'm talking mustache implants, not just the normal hair stuff, like full-blown beards. Splints and knees to make you taller. And then what I believe this guy at the other office is doing, and that is getting ab implants.
Really?
You can literally get, he said, hell yeah.
I know you can do like the procedure, like M-Sculpt, you know.
You can literally go buy a six-pack.
Wow.
And have it inserted like under your skin.
Literally. Like
that does not sound fun to me.
I don't know. So the speculation comes because, like, this guy, he's never been, like, you know, huge or anything like that. But from what I'm overhearing from the conversations in the office, now the pictures online are, you know, got the shirt off, starting to flex a little muscle a little bit here and there. And I feel like more and more guys are getting comfortable going out and getting plastic surgery. And I also feel like it's a double standard, because when we talk about the ladies doing it, it's all positive, it's all fun and joy. And then when you flip the script, it's like, well, why can't he just go work out? Why is he going to get abs? Stay the height you are. Why are you going to get taller? If you can't grow a beard, you're not, like, yeah, it's the whole thing.
But I think there's a difference. Like, even if a girl was saying, like, I'm going to go get splints put in my knees and abs inserted into my body, I would think that that was a little extreme.
Yeah, women have put chemicals in their body with things. Breast implants are
BBLs are crazy.
I was going to say, like, if you're talking about Botox, Botox is a little different than splints in your legs.
No, I know, but breast implants are...
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And you know, BBLs. But I feel like, God, we're so desensitized to that now. Like, you hear somebody's getting a boob job and you're like, oh, okay. You know, it's just not out of the ordinary.
I'm sorry, Megan. I cut you off there because I wanted to make that point on that. But what did you want to say?
Oh, I'm sorry. The only good points around here are your... No, I'm kidding. I know for a while there, the big one was guys getting calf implants because they would not be skipping leg day but couldn't, like, build up their calves for some reason. Like, some dudes genetically just have a hard time doing that. And so they would get it to even out their bodies with those, like, bodybuilders. I don't think it's weird. I think it's like totally fine. Like, I think it's a big deal that people think it's weird, because for me, it's like, not your body. Like, who cares?
Yeah. So as a female, and Shannon, KPI, Megan, I would love your opinion. How would you feel if your man had either calf implants or had ab implants?
I literally wouldn't care.
I'd be weirded out.
I'd be weirded out too. Yeah. I know it sounds so judgy, but I'm just being honest. I would be weirded out.
I am the same girl with Botox and fillers, and give me all the plastic surgeries, and I wear fake hair, and I wear fake, like, if any of us who, I'm not the only person on the show who does that. I'm not right. calling it out, but I'm not the only one. Y'all be hypocrites if you say that it's weird for dudes to do it.
Yeah, and I agree with you, but I still I still maintain my opinion is I would think it was weird if Wes had ab implants. I don't know. It just is.
I think like there's a difference between ab implants than in liposuction, right? Because yes. liposuction is liposuction.
I think because liposuction, they do that procedure over and over and over. It's just, everything in the studio just went off. Popular, I guess, so we don't blink an eye.
What about, you know? What about ladies, if your guy goes and gets the hair transplants? Does that...
That doesn't even weird me out.
That doesn't weird you out at all?
Although it depends on who you go to, because if you go to the guy in Chicago, he's not good. You go to the guy in Turkey, he's good.
Okay.
You go to Turkey for veneers too, man.
Oh, really?
I've seen those. Those are scary.
The ones from England are scary. The ones from Turkey are chef's kiss.
Those are legit teeth.
If you go and get veneers, though, you have to get veneers that fit your mouth. Like if you get too big of chiclets, they don't.
Chiclets on your teeth?
Not. I've always thought big teeth are sexy.
I agree.
Really?
Yeah. Big teeth are hot.
See, I think big teeth.
Have you ever
guys
seen somebody
like...
whose veneers are too big and then yes. they have to, their lips have pages. To go over their teeth like that?
I've seen a flipper like, or two.
Yeah, I want you to look like Jim Carrey in The Mask. Like that?
Oh, no.
Chef's kiss.
Like Mr. Wilson in the Dennis the Menace the movie. Yeah. It's when he actually has chiclets in his denture.
Hold on. I'm trying to call somebody here right now. I think everything's weird until it becomes more common for people to do it. Like when people do it. Like the butt implants used to be a weird thing. And then all of a sudden they...
But obviously everybody is realizing that those are weird and bad for you and they're having them removed.
It's one thing that they're bad for you. Are all of them bad for you, or is it just certain of them that are bad for you? Because
I don't know. Okay, so Kev just showed me a photo of the ab implants.
Hello,
they're pretty good. Joe,
what up?
Joe, it's my son Joe. This is Joe from the Joe Show.
What up?
We were just having a discussion about something here right now. I think
is it iHeartRadio Access Day?
It is.
Yes.
Which, by the way, if you want to go backstage and meet Mario Lopez, you got a chance to do that. Real quick, I wanted to tell you, did you know that you could actually go and get facial implants to fill in the spots where you can't grow connectors on your beard?
Wait, really?
Yeah, so you can get hair implants. Kevin was just talking about this. Kevin,
I don't have the location to send you. But it's a real thing.
You can actually go and grow connectors so you can get a full-on beard because you have never been able to do that.
Well, and is that a part of the deals with iHeartRadio Access Day? If I could save money on the hair that I don't have, I would.
Somebody will sell it. Somebody will sell it for you.
So Kevin doesn't know. So he just told me this fantastic news, but now I gotta look it up.
Well, no, he was just talking about how there is the ability. We will Google this thing for you, and that will be my gift to you, a Christmas gift that I will give you, your mom and I will give you this year.
Oh my God. I need
beard
that. I need
implants. All right.
Yeah, I want a beard implant and then a hair implant too.
Hey, what kind of iHeart Access Day deals do you guys got in Tampa right now?
Oh, we've got some like hotels and stuff, which it was kind of cool because the hotel said they would only give the discount if I went to lunch with them. So that was like kind of like a great ego boost for me. And then we've got, I want to know, do you guys have like a Mojo experience?
No, they didn't ask us for one.
Don't get them started. Yeah.
Why did you do that? Nobody asked me to do this.
I don't want to be like rude, but I love Ryan Seacrest and I love Mario Lopez. I love Enrique Santos. I love Elvis Duran. But like, where's the exclusive experience to hang out with me?
Well, can I explain something to you? I'm buying the Elvis Duran 15 minutes on his show, and I'm going to go on his show just to promote our social media, just so I can get people to start following us on our Instagram and Facebook.
Well, I told Elvis I got that experience before everyone else, and then it was so dirty we had to delete it. So at least your podcast with Elvis could stay up.
Well, listen, here's the thing. I'm glad to know that other morning shows didn't get asked to do an experience. It's only the bigger morning shows. So
we got asked. And then how about this? So we have another show in the building and he's really, I won't say his name because I feel like he doesn't want me to talk about this, but he told us that their show submitted them And the response back they got back from management was, no one cares to do that. So maybe we fell into that, but we just didn't ask.
Here's what I'm going to do, by the way. I'm going to offer up my own tomorrow when it's not iHeart Access Day, and I'm going to sell a whole bunch of them, and I'm going to give the money to some, you know, maybe Breaking and Entering Christmas Wish, whatever, and show the sales department what they lost out on by not offering it.
You should. But hey, real quick, because I am curious, and I'm not doing this like facetiously. What is, like, give me like a pretty awesome deal that you can get in Detroit?
We're doing? We're flying people to Orlando. sending you to Florida. So we got a good one with Orlando that we're doing.
Well, iHeartRadioAccessDay.com.
All right. Well, by the way, it's a perfect one for summer vacation. I'll talk to you later. I love you, buddy.
All right. Love you guys.
All right. We'll see you. What's going on, Andrea?
Hi. Hey, I just wanted to call in. I think the funniest thing is when guys like spray paint in their hair or their beard. Like Jalen Rose, I think, is one that spray paints his hairline, and it looks so obvious.
Well, LeBron does that too.
He does.
Yeah, LeBron has. And when he sweats. If you see LeBron sweat, it actually will drip down his face.
No, stop.
Yeah, you know who needs to do it is Kevin Durant.
Oh my God! Yes.
Oh no, yep. Andrea.
Remember Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York? He was sweating his hair off of him.
Oh, I have to go look that up. Yeah. I've never noticed that.
Seriously, Google it. The picture is hysterical. What's up, Monica? It's Mojo in the Morning.
Hi.
Hi. Good. We're doing good. Would you date a guy that put lifts in his knees or did fake abs?
I don't know about that. They'd have to be pretty vain.
Yeah.
What? To need to put those in. I was calling because the beard implants. There's people that do tattooing that can fill in the spots.
Oh.
And, you know, don't grow, even on, like, your head. It's probably a lot less painful than a beard.
But what if you don't want a beard? What if you want to look clean shaven?
That's the problem. That's the problem. You'd have tattoos on your face, a little dot. So.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's interesting, though, that you say this, because this is the reason why guys sometimes can't go out and do something like this. You said that you would think a guy was vain for doing it, but yet it's okay for women to go and do a whole bunch of things. Gosh, we got somebody on our show that spends the $1,000 on their hair.
Hey, don't rope me in
this.
Yeah,
but I don't want a guy to be, you know, wanting to look prettier than me.
But it's okay. You know? Why can't a guy feel happy about the way that he looks? Listen, if I could, if any of these surgeries to make you look skinny could actually work, I would have gotten one already.
Well, skinny is one thing, but I mean, like, pec implants, like, just work out. I don't know. I guess I shouldn't say that. But
that's the double standard right there.
There is.
It's not fair. And honestly, I actually think that we should do, like, a giveaway. We do Breast Christmas Ever for the women. We should actually come up with penis for the, what could be the holiday that will rhyme with penis.
With this one. Okay.
Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Penis for Passover?
Dick the Hall.
Penis for Passover.
There you go.
So I apologize.
Both, actually, both of them are very good ideas. We could do penis for Passover and Dick the Halls.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. You take care of yourself, okay? Bye.
It might just be the cough medicine talking, but this show is funny today. Mojo in the Morning.